Bibles with us to the book of Hebrews. Just a couple of verses of scripture tonight. And I really want the Lord to help us for the next few minutes. I promise I'll be done by 10 o'clock. Amen. You're all looking at me funny. They asked me, a few of them asked me, what happened to them 15-minute messages? I still have them. I just don't use them as much. Amen. So I'll be done in 30, 40 minutes. So you don't have to get excited there. Amen. If the Lord gets in arrangements, we might be till 10 o'clock. And that wouldn't bother me. It really wouldn't. I'm not interested in going home or getting home by 9 o'clock or 9:30. If God don't get in it, well, that's what we're supposed to do, is go home. But I'd like for him to get in it tonight, because I feel like there's some folks need help tonight. I need help. Do you know that? This preacher needs help, Brother Collins. I haven't got to where I need to be. Amen. So I want the Lord to help us. Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 15th verse. I guess if I put a title on it, I preached it different times, different ways, Brother Collins. But I feel like maybe when I come, and I felt, well, maybe I'll try to preach this. Peculiar worship. If I was going to put a title on it, peculiar worship. Hebrews 13 and 15, and then we got one verse of scripture in 1 Peter 2 and 9. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Amen. The sacrifice of praise. Sometimes it's a sacrifice. It's all we can do. Amen. We have trials. We have problems. Our family has heartaches. Amen. It's all we can do sometimes to come to the house of the Lord, Sister Smith, and worship him. Because, you know, the devil, he torments us. His biggest tool, he torments us in our minds. Amen. That's where he gets us a lot of times. So it's a sacrifice sometimes to come to the house of the Lord with all that we've got on our minds. Amen. And try to praise and try to worship him. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 2 and 9. This is where I took my text from, these two verses. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Amen. That you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. That's enough right there to make us peculiar. I've done heard one sister testify about they are praying and a fasting about somebody getting saved. Forget who it was that got saved and turned to the Lord. Amen. That's enough for us to be a little peculiar, a little different. Amen. In our worshiping him, amen, we have a right. We have a right. Amen. I tell folks, I preach about the Laodicean church, Brother Collins. Amen. They like the worship. They like the high-sounding music. Amen. And they like the shouting and all that. But they leave the hating of sin, the sanctification, the worldliness. They leave that part alone. They don't touch it. Amen. But when we get together, amen, the Bible says we are holy people. Hey, and I believe tonight, Brother Collins, that we're a holy people here. Amen. We're a separated people. So we have a right. Amen. They got it from us. Amen. The charismatics and all them, they got it from us. We have a right, church. We have a right to worship him. We have a right to praise him. Praise God. And if anybody has a right, we do. One just trying to live for him. Amen. And I found out in Webster's, Brother Leon Bussard helped me out. He preaches a lot out of Webster's. Amen. So I kind of took to that. Peculiar in Webster's dictionary. Amen. Odd and strange, yet special. That's Webster's. Amen. Peculiar. Odd and strange, yet special. I'd like for the Lord to come by here tonight. Do a few strange things, a few odd things. Amen. 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 Praise God. 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. I'm going to preach here in just a few minutes. I'm feeling better than I did. Amen. I was awful nervous. Amen. Brother Collins asked me. I thought I was going to preach the service he preached. But folks testifying and the way Brother Collins preached, I feel like this goes right along with it, Brother Collins. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Hey, glorify Him. Yes, in your body, your spirit, worship Him tonight. Amen. We had a young lady at our church a few weeks ago. Amen. It's one of the most peculiar things. Brother Collins, amen, she got saved. Amen. She come to our little church. Y'all know her. I believe you would. She's been over at Southern Ohio several years, Shady Springs. She's 18, 19 years old. She's been going to college in Purdue up there. And she's been in and out, amen, just like a lot of our other young people, like a lot of other of our children, hey, in and out, up and down. And that's young people. Hey, man, I don't know why that it's that way. I guess just being young. I backslid once. You don't have to now. You don't have to. A lot of our young people just in and out, up and down. Well, this little girl was that way. Hey, man, Sister Smith, you'd know her. Sister Natalie. I'm not going to say her last name. Sister Natalie. And she come down there on spring break, her and her brother. And she come to our little church on a Sunday night. And I planned on preaching, trying to reach her, Brother Collins. I try to reach lost people when they come in, if the Lord permits, and that's the way the Spirit moves. I want to reach lost people. Amen. And I was going to. And that night, there's a fella, he does the singing down there. I can't think of his name, from Richlands. Come, he's a preacher. And I told him, I said, look, I plan on preaching, but I said, if you've got something from the Lord, because I stress, I want people to preach, Brother Collins. Amen. But I want it to be from the Lord if they got something. A lot of folks come by and I let them preach. I want them to. I try to treat them good, Brother Colin. But every once in a while, I need to preach to my people. Amen. So I felt like I wanted to try. And I said, now, brother, you go ahead and preach. You feel like the Lord's give you something? And I said, you have the liberty. That's all I knew to tell him. Sometimes I search Brother Lawson on what to do when they come in. But that's just what I felt like. He got up. He said, I feel like maybe Brother Ingram's going to preach to us tonight. Amen. And he began to testify. He said, the only thing I'm going to do is sing. That's all he's going to do, Sister Collins. But he began to talk. And the more he began to talk, amen, the more old-time conviction come into that place, he began to speak into that young lady like he knew her life. Amen. That fella, that preacher, Brother Harrison, I believe is his name, Bill Harrison, he said he did not know they were even there, them two kids, Brother Jim. I knew it was God. I knew. Amen. He didn't know them kids was there. He began to talk to them right down their alley. Conviction fell. The Holy Ghost fell. Amen. And they run out of that church. And I was disappointed, Brother Collins. I was disappointed. Conviction was so strong, so powerful. I was wanting them kids to get saved. Amen. For 2 days, she stayed with my daughter, who lives across the church from me. It's another one of my blessings. Her and her son-in-law, my son-in-law. Amen. Another blessing. Amen. And she stayed over there. Tuesday evening, about 4 o'clock, my daughter called me. I said, Dad, you need to come up here. I said, what's the matter? I said, Natalie is bawling and crying. I said, she's under conviction. I said, she was Sunday night. You mean she's had this for 2 days now? Amen. So we took her to the church. She prayed through for 2 hours, Brother Collins. She prayed through and got saved. I mean, she got saved. Now listen at me. Listen at me. I got something to tell you here, if I can get through it. I want to. Praise God. Peculiar worship, what I'm preaching on tonight. Amen. She got saved. Well, she said when she got saved, she said, you know what I want to do? I said, what? I said, I want to move down here. I went, oh no. Oh no. So I didn't know. I didn't know, Sister Smith. I thought, oh no, what am I going to get myself into? I thought she just got saved. She was excited. Amen. She liked the area. Amen. Sunshine, grass, flowers up. I thought, oh, she's going to move down here. Amen. We're going to have to help her, you know. I said, now, Lord, if that's your will, I'm going to help. I'm going to help if that's your will. I had doubt. I'm admitting, I had doubt. Amen. Praise the Lord. She, on a Tuesday, on Saturday, I never heard nothing more. She went home Wednesday morning. On Saturday, amen, they called, said they were coming. I didn't hardly believe it, Sister Collins. Here they drove up, Mom and Dad, Natalie, and about everything she had. 2 carloads of stuff. Amen. Most of it clothes. Amen. You know how young girls are. Most of it closed. I said, well, she's sure enough moving. We moved her in with a lady at our church, Sister Esther. You know her, fine lady. Sister Esther will help her. Good lady, godly lady. And she'll help her. And we're going to try to help her. It's 3 weeks ago now. This past Saturday night. I want you to listen to me. She had some ways. At 16 years old, she went through a rebellious state. She is a beautiful young lady. I mean, she's like a model. Brother Jim Lawson, that's how pretty she is. And I preached to her. And her good looks sent her down a road of sin. About destroyed her life. Amen. That's what it about done for her. She's a sinful girl. I mean, you name it. She's sinful. Amen. And she, at 18, 19, whatever she is right now, she got saved. I knew God had to do a work for her. She's going to stay saved. Hey, I believe God could save you. You don't have to come to an altar prayer and pray and folks wonder whether you got saved or not. I believe you can come to an altar and genuinely get saved, amen, and stay saved. Praise God. Saturday night, my daughter, my son-in-law, they had never been to Bond. And I took them a few weeks. Prior to that, I told them, some of my men, I had 3 or 4 preachers in my church. Some of them had never been. I said, you either get in or get out of their way. That's what I told them about Bond. They'd never been there, Sister Smith. They'd never been there. So sure enough, they had a meeting. I took me a few laps myself. They had to get out of my way. And it was God. It wasn't just been show, talent show or nothing. I felt God in that place. That's right. I don't do it just to be doing it. Amen. But God fell in that place. So they wanted to go back last Saturday night. They went. They had a funeral. So they didn't have church. And they turned around to come back. My daughter, my son-in-law, and my youngest son, Justin, 12 years old, and Natalie, 4 of them. They said fear gripped them. Said never in their life. My son-in-law said, I was scared to death. Said, I don't know what happened. Now listen at me. It sounded strange. It did to me when they told me. Amen. It's a little peculiar, Sister Smith. Amen. Fear gripped them. They all thought they was going to get killed. Every one of them. And it was strong. It was powerful. Hey, the old devil. Hey, he can. He's got power now. He can put it on you. Amen. Amen. He can put the pressure on. My girl started praying. Holy Ghost started speaking. Started moving right in that car. Amen. Sister Smith. And they got to London, Kentucky, coming back from Bond. They didn't have church. Truck was flashing his lights, trying to pull them over. They went around, turned around, truck come back, followed them. And that even made it worse. They got scared before this truck started doing that. But that thing started flashing their lights. Hey man, they got scared. I mean, frightened, terror. It's terrible. That's what they told me now. Hey, God's got his way of doing things now. Hey man, praise God. They come back to London. Natalie. And you'd have to know Sister Natalie. She has so much pride. Hey man, I'd have never thought in a million years she'd done what she's done. She got pride, hey man. And I just wondered, Lord, I want her to make it so bad. And we've been praying, we've been fasting for 30 days around there. We're fixing to have revival next week. We want revival, hey man. We've been praying for her because we want her to stick. We want her to stay, hey man. We don't have to. When she was praying, she said, the reason I had such a time is because the devil told me I couldn't stay saved. Hey, that's what the devil tell you, but you can. You can stay saved. Praise God. You have to stay on your knees, though. Stay on your knees. You can stay saved. He can deliver you from any kind of sin. But I know of there's only one unforgivable sin. He can deliver you. Amen. She got out of London. She said, and the Lord had helped him. Holy Ghost had moved and spoke. She said, I need to get out of the car at McDonald's. Now, my daughter, my son-in-law, my daughter had been raised in this, Brother Collins. She knows about it. And Natalie said, I need to get out of the car here at McDonald's and praise the Lord. Oh, my daughter said, are you sure? You sure you want to get out here at McDonald's? Amen. I know what she's saying. She's kind of a little embarrassed. Amen. Hey, and you'd have to know Sister Natalie. Amen. It was God when she said, I want to get out of this car and praise God. Hey man, you talk about peculiar. Brother Jim Lawson, that's peculiar. Praise God. She wanted to get out of McDonald's. My daughter, the one who'd been raised in this, should have got out with her. Should have shouted. She did. She got out. Amen. She got out. Natalie just started worshiping the Lord. McDonald's in London, Kentucky. It's a wonder they didn't arrest her down there. Amen. For doing such a thing like that. She said, I had to prove to God that I wasn't ashamed of Him. Amen. I knew God was working on her. I knew God was dealing with her. Praise God. They got back in the car, Brother Collins. They got back in the car on their way to my house. They called, said, we'll be there in 2 hours. Amen. Holy Ghost felt again. Brother Lawson, you know what happened? Sister Natalie stood up Sunday morning at our church this past Sunday morning. Amen. She had a bad habit. She was trying to get loose of and just about completely loose of it. Amen. You know what she told Brother Collins? This little 18, 19-year-old girl, been in a life of sin, been down in the pit, I mean. Devil about destroyed her life. Hey, man, the devil's telling her she couldn't stay saved. Let me tell you, she testified. Oh, praise God. Said, the Lord saved me. And I appreciate Him saving me. But last night, and she told what had happened, she said, the Lord sanctified me, filled me with the Holy Ghost, right in that car. Oh, I know it's a little peculiar, a little strange. God can do a work for you tonight, church. It might be a little peculiar, a little odd, a little strange, but He can do it for you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we worry too much about what folks are thinking beside us, when all the time I remember Chester Shell. Amen. He was my hero. He'd take his coat off. I need to take mine off. I'm getting hot. Brother Shell would take his coat off when he got doing this. How many of you remember Chester Shell twirling his coat? Hey, it was a little peculiar, a little odd, but the power of God fell on me when he'd be a little peculiar. Tonight, it wouldn't hurt if some of us just raise up out of our seat. I know we got pressure. I know we got problems. I know the old devil's a fighting. Hey, if we'll just sacrifice our praise, sacrifice our worship, get our hearts and minds off our circumstances. Hey, off of the trouble that we have, we lift our hands toward heaven. Hey, and Almighty God could come by with the Holy Ghost and fire and fill our soul up. Praise the Lord. Brother Richard Crane, a good friend of mine. Hey man, I love him. He was in revival. We was in revival and he comes, visits us. He went over to the side door during our revival. Oh, it's peculiar. It was strange. We got folks all around us. Not terribly far. Apartment buildings on one side. Houses in front of the church. Nobody behind us much. He opened that door. Amen. He yelled as loud as he could. He opened that door. He wasn't ashamed. Hey! We're having church! We're having revival! He wanted this world to know, amen, that there is a God in heaven that can help us. Amen. Amen. Lost and undone. Hey, I've had a burden for some of our lost people, Brother Collins. Amen. At our church. Amen. And I told our folks, Sister Collins, we're going to have to do more than just turn prayer requests in for our lost people. We've been fasting and praying. It's going to take us getting down, getting serious with God. Amen. Hey, just as if we were dying on deathbed. Amen. We're going to have to get serious with God about our lost people. Amen. We're going to have to get serious, Brother Jim Lawson. Amen. I believe in old-time conviction. I tell our people, pray that they're so miserable in their way of living. They're so miserable in their sins that they can't eat. They can't sleep. That's the way I tell our church to pray. Lord, make them miserable in their way of living. Amen. We're going to see them saved. We're going to have to get a burden for them. Amen. They're going to come in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Peculiar worship. I want to turn. I can find it. I got a lot more here. Praise the Lord. 150 Psalms. Amen. You all know where I'm going. Praise the Lord. 150 Psalm. Sacrifice of praise. Peculiar worship. Did you know? Just like little Natalie, Sister Natalie. Amen. She stepped out on faith. She got out at McDonald's. She proved, she wanted to prove to God that she wasn't ashamed of Him. Sometimes I think us that's been in this way 20 and 30 years. Hey man, sometimes I tell our folks we get in a routine coming to church. Come in. Hey man, sing a few songs, take prayer requests, take an offering, preach, have altar service, and go home. I understand sometimes that's the way it is, Brother Collins, but it don't have to be that way. It don't have to be that way. Amen. Every once in a while, we got in such a routine down there at our church, I changed things around for a while because I wanted to know. I didn't like just a routine. I think it turns into formalism after a while. Amen. I went in. I said, all right, everybody take your seat. I'm going to preach. Amen. Didn't do that good, Brother Jim, but I felt like we need to change things around. But you know, for 3 months, every service we had has been different. Amen. Every service we've had been different. God's been a dealing and a moving. I appreciate you, Brother Collins, for doing that. It's all because of Him. It ain't because of me. Amen. But I appreciate, amen, God's people. I really do. 150 Psalm tonight. I want you to stand all over the house with me. I told you it wasn't very long. How many like to have a touch of God tonight? How many like Holy Ghost of heaven to come by, touch your soul? Amen. Amen. You know what? I took my shoes off one night, Brother Collins. First time I ever done it. Craziest thing I ever done. But I knew the Lord told me to, Brother Jim. So I just kicked them off. Hey, man, I weigh 200 plus, hey, man, pounds. But when I kicked my shoes off, Brother Jim, felt like I weighed 50 pounds. I thought I was floating down through that aisle and around that church. Praise God. Sometimes I wish we'd just swallow whatever it is that we got a hold of, whether it be pride, whether it be trouble, whether it be pressure or problem. Just swallow it and say, God, I'm going to worship You. I'm going to praise You. I know I've got trouble. I got problems. My mom could tell you about her children lost, undone. Hey, man, you could tell me about your children lost and undone. All the trouble and all the problems that we're having, all the sickness, hey, man, that we have in our churches. But I want you to know, God inhabits the praise of His people in the good times and in the bad. Amen. Amen. 150 Psalm. Y'all know where I'm at. Praise the Lord. Sister Collins, you can get ready to sing and I'm going to make an altar call. Amen. 150 Psalm. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God. Praise God in His sanctuary. This is His sanctuary, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Amen. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Some of you are not praising Him. Hey, are you in His sanctuary? Amen. Praise Him according to His excellent, excellent. Amen. Amen. Greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and the organs. Amen. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. This last verse, I tell our folks, it's not running, it's not jumping, and I do it. It's necessarily praising Him. Amen. It's necessary not raising your hands. Hey, hollering glory, hallelujah, that's part of it. It could be just sitting in your pew, standing in your pew, crying uncontrollably with tears flowing down your cheek. He inhabits our praise. Everyone praises Him different. Everybody don't run and shout and jump. But every one of you in this building need to have a praise on your lips. Say amen. You need to have a praise on your lips. Hey, are you saved tonight? Are you bought by the blood of the Lamb? That's enough right there. Hey, we're going home in a few days. This thing's about over with. Amen. That's enough to praise Him. But you're saved in this last day. Praise God. I'm thankful I'm saved. That's right. Sixth verse. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Would you do that tonight? Praise Him tonight. Praise Him tonight. Amen. Come and pray. Come and pray. You have a need in your life. Amen. Devil been telling you that your children never going to get saved. Amen. He's telling you, you can't stay saved. He's a liar. The father of all liars. Come and talk to him tonight. Tell him about it. Praise God. Oh, glory. Tell him about it tonight. He is a liar. The father of all liars.
Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things.